Tully looked at the pile. Odd. Then his expression became suspicious, and Smeds knew he was wondering if Fish had hidden the best stuff where he could pick it up later. Typical Tully stall thinking. And stupid. If Fish had wanted to hold out, he would have just hidden the stuff and not said anything. Nobody would have known the difference. Nobody was interested in that town. Nobody even wanted to think about what happened there. "What's this?" Fish asked, glancing from Tully to Smeds. Smeds said, "He was whining about how the whole thing was a big damned bust, and he was sick of it and wanted us to go home. But look here. Even if we don't have no luck with the tree, we made out like bandits. I could live pretty good for a long time on a share of this." Fish looked from Tully to Smeds and back again. He said, "I see." And maybe he did. That old man wasn't anybody's fool. He said, "Timmy, you got a good eye for this kind of thing. Why don't you separate that out into equal lots?" "Sure." Timmy sat down and ran his hands through the coins, laughing. "Anybody see anything he's just got to have?" Nobody did. Timmy was good. Not even Tully found any reason to complain about his divvying. Fish said, "There's bound to be more over there, not to mention a lot of steel that could be cleaned up and wholesaled if we brought a wagon up and carried it back." After they squirreled their shares, Tully and Old Man Fish headed back to town. Smeds didn't want to go anywhere near the place, but figured he had to go along to keep Tully honest. Timmy wouldn't go at all. He was happy building up the woodpile. Looting the town made for a 10-day full-time job, what with having to clean up all the weapons and some other large items of value, and then bundling them protectively and hiding them for later recovery. They came up with enough money and jewelry and small whatnots to make a heavy load for each of them. Even Tully seemed pleased and content, for the moment. One night, though, he said, "You know what bugs me? How come nobody else in the whole damned city of Ore ever got the same idea I did? I'd have bet my balls that after this long we'd be up to our asses and guys trying to glom onto that spike." Old Man Fish grunted. "I've been wondering why no one's come to see what happened to the garrison." Nobody had any ideas. The questions just sort of lay there, like dead fish, too ripe to be ignored and too big to shove out of the way. Fish said, "I reckon it's time we torched her and seen if she's going to do it or not. That woodpile gets any bigger, Timmy ain't gonna be able to throw them that high." Smeds realized he was reluctant to take the next step. Tully didn't seem too anxious either. But Timmy had a grin on, ear to ear. He was raring to go. Tully leaned over and told Smeds,